And what is up, everybody? It is Chris Akin back once again for another edition of Chris Akin Presents. And joining me, as always, my partner in crime, Mr. Eric Ferrantino. So, Eric, how are you, man?
Doing very well, Chris. Thanks for having me on again and again and again.
Hey, it's your show. I'm just on it. This is the Eric Ferrantino show with Chris Akin. Just somewhat conveniently named Chris Akin Presents, but... Dude, I got to start the show off right from the beginning with a bitch. Not at you. At your road manager, Jason Green.
Oh, no.
I have a clear bitch for Mr. Green. Apparently, he has our fans thinking that you're sick and in the hospital.
Right.
As we got started tonight, I get this message on YouTube on a CMS video. I just saw Eric had a health emergency in Ohio. I sure hope he pulls through.
I did.
So here he is. He's pulled through. Of course, Jason released his video from that gig, which was what, 7 months ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
He's a little behind. That's something that he does on the side. Of course, he has his wasting time with Jason Green, which they do all kinds of different interviews and stuff. But then as he's out tour managing with us, he's always taken footage so he could use it. But he had a bunch of footage that he had to catch up on. So he's about 6 months behind, and I did see the Pickerton episode
today.
And it was emotional, man, for me to see, not the beginning part, like the first half an hour is just him and Monaco traveling. It does show you how shitty it is traveling.
Nice.
But my thing kind of came in later, and I didn't know what to expect. I was kind of watching it. I knew it was going to be on. And it was just weird to get taken back to the day that this tragic thing happens for you.
Right.
You know, where you're getting to see everything that led up to it. You know, you're watching the sound check. You're watching me, you know, after the sound check in a good mood. You know, I was like, woo, you know,
right. Walking by.
Got up on stage, great crowd. Luckily, I completed the show and it didn't affect the concert itself. But just seeing... you know, the timeline go on during his video.
Right.
It just gave me anxiety just like watching it, you know. Luckily he didn't like film me getting carted off in an ambulance and all that, but
right. Well, watching it, I'm curious, watching it and seeing yourself. Now you know yourself better than any of us ever would. Can you watch it and say, yeah, I look kind of fucked up there or I look normal, or how do you see it?
Well, certainly watching these 6-month-old videos, I'm way fatter. And I'm kind of like, God, everyone's going to think I'm this fat right now. And I'm not. I actually lost 25 pounds.
Sure.
Maybe even more than that. Maybe 30 pounds.
Okay.
When I watch these, the first thing I notice is my fat ass everywhere. But, you know, heart disease, it's not something that, you know, started 6 months ago. It just runs in my family. My mother had the same issue. She didn't have a heart attack, but she got the stents put in at age 50 also.
Okay. Wow.
You know, my dad has the same thing. So it is heart disease. It's hereditary. You know, I actually, believe it or not, I had a doctor's appointment today.
Okay.
To go over recent blood work that I had done. I thought I could share.
Oh yeah.
Appointment with you guys if you want to hear it.
Let's hear this. Let's hear if you're healthy or if we need to start scolding you.
So this isn't even my cardiologist. I almost forgot this appointment today. It was postponed. Initially it was for 3 weeks ago. I had got some blood work done. I was supposed to be back, and then we had the Vegas thing, the Chris Angel thing came up. So I had to postpone my Monday appointment for today.
Okay.
But here, this was the guy. I didn't tell him I was recording, but whatever. I'll let you guys hear my quick appointment. This whole appointment, and I won't play the whole thing, but it was only like less than 4 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So let's see here.
For all this stuff going on?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Oh, wait. Let me back up here. Sorry.
Yeah, let's get to this.
Good. I'm Rob Cooper. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, Eric.
Hey, Eric. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
For the most part, yeah.
Good. So I saw Daniel's note. So pretty, must have been quite a shock to you, huh? For all this stuff going on?
Yeah, it was. It was.
You don't smoke?
I quit smoking cigarettes 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Okay. All right. That's good.
One thing that I keep meaning to ask when I'm in there, and maybe you can see from the notes, I know I have a leaking heart valve, and I needed to, I wanted to tell my family, like, where that was located.
It's the mitral valve.
The mitral valve?
Okay. It's very common. It's not anything at all you need to worry about.
Okay, awesome.
Let's see if I can remember my password here. Hold on.
He was locked out of his computer.
I mean,
boy, that's that makes you feel safe, right?
Different in most of them.
So I believe this was a visit to take a look at my blood work that had been done, which I had a postponed appointment until today. I was supposed to be in 3 weeks ago or so, but it was to talk about where my cholesterol is at.
It's fantastic. I already saw it.
Oh, it's good, getting better. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's at goal. Yeah, it's perfect. It's exactly where we want it. So
look
as long
at you.
The cholesterol medicine and everything.
So there you go.
Look at you. Jeez, oh man.
My word for it.
You traded pizza for pot and it worked.
That's right. The medicinal marijuana is apparently helping and I'm to continue it.
Of course you don't eat anymore. You just smoke weed, but that's all right.
Oh man, I eat. I eat.
What do you
I've
eat?
Been,
what do you
I've
eat
been cooking
now?
All weekend. I actually was making a awesome meal for my mother last night. I was doing a early 75th birthday party here at the house. My Greek and Sicilian Italian mother's turning 75, Andrea Ferentinos.
Well, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy early birthday, Mom. Unfortunately, her birthday's Friday, the 20th.
Okay.
And I, Thursday night, will be taking a red eye that won't even get me to Florida till Friday afternoon, the day of her birthday, and then we have a day off. But Saturday, Stephen Piercy is opening for Tesla.
Nice.
And Queensryche.
Queen of the Rock.
Ooh, that's goddamn. Would you squeeze your nuts together right there to hit that note?
I'm a natural. I am I am the most undiscovered talent you've ever seen in the vocal world, man.
I'm impressed. So yeah, we're stoked. That's going to be an awesome show. But it was one of those deals. That's how it is in the music business. You miss shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Luckily, I don't have kids. I'd be missing a lot of important kids stuff. But it's my mom. That's a milestone birthday. 75. You're not. You know, if you make it to 75, they're like, oh, you got your full life.
Yeah.
That's the average.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss any birthdays from your parents. You know, at that time. But so. What I did was I invited my sister and her husband, and I was going to have my stepdad and my mom come to the Beat Mansion West here at the beach.
Okay. Nice.
And we got a huge piece of salmon that was like $30, you know, and right. I made a Mediterranean rice. Susie made a tzatziki dip. We had pita crackers. We had shrimp.
All right, I'm going to stop you here.
Okay.
With you eating like this, what the fuck were you eating before? Where were you doing Taco Bell or whatever before that's because that's all healthy. I mean, that's all extremely
right. The Mediterranean
healthy.
Diet is a good diet to be on for those inquiring. Before, well, we used to have like hors d'oeuvre parties we do here where we'd have like a shitload of pepperonis and cheese.
Okay, yeah.
We had chips and salsa. I remember before I even moved in here and I was dating Susan and Emmy, who's a dear friend of ours, was the roommate. And the three of us would party all the time. And I remember Emmy would go work out. And I remember I was eating chips and she went to go work out. And I was eating chips and salsa from the time she left till the time she got back. I was still just sitting there eating the chips and salsa. And she walked back in. I went, shit, I got to mellow out. But looking back 6 months ago, I see how fat I was. There.
So you feel
so
better
I don't
now.
Want to get back to that.
Right. So you feel, do you, I mean, does it bug you? Does it, like, if somebody's eating something that's like really bad for you, but really good, does it annoy you that they're sitting there fucking eating a 2000 calorie burger or whatever?
Well, you really don't know what's going on the inside. As we've told the fans about, people would think, oh, Chris must definitely have a clogged heart. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
You know, and then Eric, whoa, he's he's too young for something like this. But we have reversed things. It's like you got nothing going on with your heart.
Dude, that was the craziest shit. When I was in the hospital for COVID last year, you know, they obviously take blood and take, you know, gallons of blood. It seemed like every other minute they were sticking me and taking blood. And they, you know, they of course ran, because you know how the doctors are. They got you in for one thing. They want to get you for everything, and they want to make you feel awful. So they clearly were gunning for me to be the, they asked me day one. They were like, got diabetes? Nope. Pre-diabetes? Nope. And they were like, really? The doctor even said, really? And I was like, nope. And so they took the blood, and sure as shit, they tested. My blood was fine for, you know, not even pre-diabetic, whatever shows the signs of that. My cholesterol was like 115 or something, like some little number. Like, yeah, I mean, horrendously little. Like, it probably makes you crazy. You look at a piece of pizza and your shit spikes to 280. You know, mine was like 115.
Wow, that is good. Your bad cholesterol or whatever.
Whatever. I don't know. I was low. I was out of my mind on fucking not being able to breathe. So I don't know what they were telling me. I just remember the number was 115, my cholesterol.
And that's really good.
And like, even I had the highest blood pressure I've ever had in my life at a doctor's appointment when I went into the hospital, which was 130 over 70. That was the highest it's ever been.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's what mine was today, I think, when I went in there.
Yeah, I mean, that was the highest mine's ever been. It's always like 120 over 50 or 60 or something. You know, I don't know. I don't pay no attention to that shit. Obviously, I'm not the guy that sits around worrying about his health. But
what's your, like, temperature? Like, do you run hot or are you normal? Like, when you go in, they take that thing on your head and take a temperature?
Oh, I'm always normal, 98, 99.
See, guess what I am?
What are you? White hot, 102.
No. I'm like 96.9, really? Or like 97. I'm a cool dude.
Now, what does that what causes that? Just your natural coolness?
Exactly. It's an internal coolness.
Nice. Is there like a medical reason?
Well, I mean, I do tend to like sweat more than other people I've seen.
Okay.
Not that I'm sweating right now really bad, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. Maybe I release heat. More than other people do.
How do you roll at night?
I fart a lot.
How do you roll at night? Are you like two blankets guy or are you like no blankets guy?
No, I have blankets. I have at least a comforter going right now. It's cold. It does, not to complain. I know you're
I'm about to fucking jump through this goddamn screen.
But yeah, I know. It drops to like 35, 45.
All right, that's chilly.
And our window is like right here on the ocean, so it does kind of get cold. I'm at night, I'm like, takes me a minute. I got flannel sheets right now, which make it a little easier to tolerate. But
no, I gotta tell you, dude, at night I'm the worst. I am the worst. I can't get comfortable. It's probably one of the reasons that my eyes are always fucking blackened underneath, because I don't sleep, because I can't get comfortable. I get under a blanket and I'm fucking warm for about 20 minutes and then I'm scalding. So then
I
get
the leg out. You pull the leg out.
The leg out first. And then before long I've kicked the blankets off and then I'm freezing.
Right.
So then I flip it back on, but then I turn a fan on. I literally have a fan that sits next to my bed and I turn the fan on me, not like just on for noise, but on me. And then I get too cold for a minute. Then I get too hot again. Then I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just staying up. Fuck sleep.
My old place, I had a fan all the time, and I had an upstairs pad, and it was in the summertime. It was brutal. It would get really hot. It had a big parking lot blacktop thing right out front. And it seemed like the summer heat would just collect on that thing and then just waft up to my place. Ugh. And it was really bad, man.
No AC.
Yeah. I would have the windows open. I would put a fan, like you're saying, like right on me. Here it's not that bad. I mean, I think last year we didn't even use a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm right on the beach.
Well, yeah, I was going to say on the beach, you get that breeze off the beach, which is nice.
Oh, it's like 10, 15 degrees cooler than where my apartment was probably about 3 miles inland from here.
Sure. Sure. When I was stationed at Fort Ord, same thing. It never got that. That was the best weather I ever experienced. I was there 2.5 years. I don't think one day it got under 60 and over 75. It was just fucking gorgeous there.